because the Mercedes got wind of it. So the lawyers went to court and managed to procure a copy of the restraining order. And whether they've been served or not, sometimes we don't play technicalities. I mean, that is what they... I mean, you expect that there'll be police presence. If the police, say, have been able to secure an injunction against it, and you are aware of it, you know, you just have to go by that.
But are all your members aware of this, so that we don't find some members on the street tomorrow?
They're on the street, they are Ghanaians. There's a place you should deal with them. But look, if you want to get technical, I have a copy. I have a copy of the restraining order, and this is what it says. Let me read the relevant portion to you. It says, it is hereby ordered that the organizers of Let My Vote Count Alliance are restrained from demonstrating on 29 September 2015. Okay? So if you're asking whether all the members are aware and what if they go on the street, on the strict interpretation of what the court said, it said the organizers. So if the members find themselves on the street, that's what the police deal with. If that you want to get technical. The order says the organizers of Let My Vote Count are restrained. So if you want to get technical, you can say the restraining order only affects the organizers, not ordinary people who want to go and demonstrate. So that's not, I think, the organizers, as far as they are concerned, those organizing demonstration, the court says that they shouldn't be on the street. So they are not going to be on the street, and they are not organizing anyone to do it. But if people decide to go and demonstrate, that's entirely up to them and the police to deal with.
Gabby, earlier in the day, you got it all clear to picket. And now, looking at the latest tweets by the police, do you suspect they are bent on frustrating your moves?
I wouldn't want to reduce this to the police. I think this is the state. Okay, not the police. If you reduce it to the police, because I don't see what interest the police have to stop the demonstration. It appears to me that this whole thing is orchestrated by the state, and what is creeping into our system is a police state. Before the constitutional cessation, we had to go to the police to seek a permit before you could demonstrate. And then the Supreme Court ruled that, no, you don't have to. It's a constitutional right. So they brought in the Public Order Act. Now, it appears that the police have been able to find a way to effectively return us to the era of police permit. And because, for some reason, they're able to get a court that is willing to see sense in a police coming to them on an ex parte motion to come out of any excuse to say that we don't want this group to demonstrate on this day or via this route. And the court will grant it without listening to the other party. That is actually the one that stands to suffer.
Also sharing his thoughts on the issues, peace and security expert Dr. Emmanuel Bombande. He thinks the prevention of the demonstration today does not mean someone was right or wrong.
The polemics should not be about whether the Let My Vote Count people are right or wrong, or whether the police are right or wrong. Because when we frame it that way, we then begin to shift away from the overarching practice of our governance system. So that if in the morning the Let My Vote Counts were happy because the court granted them the permission to go ahead since the restraining order had expired, and it was the court system that made them to enjoy that freedom and that expression of happiness that they could go ahead. And later on, the court ruling also says, no, you cannot go ahead now until October. It's the same judicial system. And they should not now be blaming anybody because it is the same area or it's the same jurisdiction that they went to enjoy those freedoms and liberties. And it's the same judicial system that is restricting them from organizing the demonstrations in September. What I heard from the news was can only be possible in October. Mm-hmm. And if we respect these rules, I think then it becomes very helpful. And this is what we want in deepening democracy. If I were to add any comment, keep in mind that the institution of the state, Ghana Police Service, would always be there. Depending on which political party wins an election, it forms a government, it comes in, and after serving its 4 terms, it goes, the police service will still be there.